Samech Aleph, Hamed Aleph. Let us start again from the Mishnah. Shachtai Shaloi La'ichlov V'Shaloi L'mnuya. Shash Shchiti was Mechavin that the Shchiti should be for the Menuyim who are unable to eat. V'Shaloi L'mnuya, or he shechted for people who are not Menuyim on the Kolb. L'Areilim V'Lutmeim Pasul. This Areilim V'Tmeim is the Psuch and Shalei La'ichlov. An Ogel and Tamei is not permitted to eat. Shalei La'ichlov is a Metzias. A Metzias they are unable to eat. And L'Areilim V'Tmeim it's also Shalei La'ichlov. But this is because halachically they are not allowed to eat. Pasul. So the kolben is possible. La'ichlov is shaloi la'ichlov, limnuyav is shaloi limnuyav, la'moylim u la'reilim, l'tmeyim u l'tahirim kosher. Shachatei kaidim chatzoyts, anu halochim. What happens if he shechted the kolben Pesach before its zman? That's possible. Mishum shenema bein ha'abayim. That is the zman shechitah. Shachatei kaidim l'tomit. If he shechted it before the Tomid shall bein arbayim, even though we had learned that the Kolben Pesach, since it says be'erev and bein arbayim, so this man is after the Tomid shall bein arbayim, so afal pi kein, it is kosher b'vad she'echod memaris b'domet she'yizrek ha'tomid. They should wait for the Zrike. V'im nizrak, and if they did not wait for the Zrike, and the Zrika was before the Tomei Shalbei Abayim Kosher, but the evidence is Kosher. Zogt Rashi, La'oichlov v'shaloi la'oichlov Kosher. The Miktas Oichlim la'posli la'kamen meforesh taim. Memaras bedomei, they stir the dam shaloi yikrei, shouldn't get hard. G'day shi'yeroi l'Zrika. V'im nizrak, Koidem l'tomid, kosh adach agav da morin yeucha dover shenema by be'erev obeinu obayim, that is man of the Kolben Pesach is after the tomid, aber loy mifsel bohochi, that's only l'chatchile, but it doesn't pass all the kol. Tana Rabbono, zog te gemore, we learned in Abaraise, keitzad shaloi lo'ichlov. When is it considered shaloi la'ichlov? L'shum choyle ay l'shum zokein. They're unable to eat a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. Keitzat shaloi l'mnuyov. Nimnu olov chabura zu. V'shochatoi l'shem chabura acheres. He's shechting it for other menuyim. It's also possible. Menohani mili, how do we know that it passes b'diyevet shaloi l'mnuyov and shaloi l'oichlov passes? The Tana Rabbonon b'michsas melameid she'ein ha'pesach nishchat elo l'mnuyov. Michsach is a loshen minyan. So those who are money on the kolben, b'michsas nefoshes tachoysu alase. Yochel shochatoi shaloi l'mnuyov yeka oiver al ha-mitzveh v'kosher. So I would think, so the Torah says you should shecht for the michsas, for the menuyim. If he didn't shecht for the menuyim, so he was oiver on ha-mitzveh, but it doesn't pass all the kolben. Tamad loimer v'michsas tachaisu. It says, it mentions twice in the posik an inyan of minyan. Akosov shona olov la'akev. So it's the that what the Torah repeats the aloha that you need menuyim. That's a gilui that it's ma'akev behersha akom. And so memeila shachtoi shaloi l'mnuyov is posel. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says loshen sursihu that the word tachoisu should be translated. Ke'odam sha'oimah l'chaveri kois li'it le'ze. The lotion of shchite. So b'michzas nefosho istachoysu alase means you should shecht it for the menuyim. We'll see in Teisvist that Rebbe is also moide that Shachtai Shalolim Nuyev is possible. He's not Choylik on the Tanakame. He's just saying that the Mekur of that has to be the Psul Shalolim Nuyev, which is Bishas Shchite. So the Mekur that is Bishas Shchite is from the word Tachoysu. Would seem that Tachoysu has two translations. In Loshen Susi, it means Loshen Shchite, then the Loshen HaKodesh, it's a Loshen Minyan. And we use both translations to derive both halachas. That it is Ma'akiv and the Echsher HaKolben, that's the Loshen Minyan, and also that the Psul is Bashash Shchite, that's the Loshen Susi. Ashkechon Shaloylem Nuya, so we have here a posik that if it's Geshokhten Shaloylem Nuya, it is posel. Shaloyla Oichlov Minolon. How do we know that there's a psul Shaloyla Oichlov? Amakro Ish Lefi Ochloy Tochoysu. So there's a hekish that you need Oichlem Ahukshu to Minuyim. So just Iskish Oichlem Leminuyim, so just like the menuyim amaakiv the hechsher akob nefor shaloylem nuyav hu adin shaloylo oichlov. Zot Rashi, michsas loshen menuyim kemoy is michsas herkecho susi arami chach mehu umis koirin loy linga shuraya. The Metargumim say Linga Shiraya means Sofa Suris. It's a Syrian language. That's the title Sofa Suris. Rashi says Arami. Kois Shchoit. Lememre de Bishash Shchite Tzorich Lehiskaven Lemnuyot. It should be Geshochten Lemnuyot. Fi Ochloi Haroi Lecho Prat Lechoyle Elezokin Eleoru. Vafilo hein menuyim, aber it has to be geschochten lufi oichlo. Zogt Taisviz, Rebbe oime loshen susi huze, oime ride Rebbe leipoligatane kame. Rebbe does not come to be chaylik on the tanakame and say that the chayse is a loshen shchite only, and you don't have a mekur that the menuyav is makiv. No, he's not chaylik. Umayde de ike ikuve ba'oichlov u'menuyav. Ve'ena lemaforish dvorav d'lay posli oichlov u'menuyav ela b'shchite. He just wants to explain from where we derive that the psul is b'shah shchite. So tachayis is a loshen shchite. Chayn mashme b'keitza tzaylen, the masik, rav da oma achila loyma akvi. Rav holds that even though the Kolben is not Royal Achilles, it's not Ma'akiv ki Rabbi Nos. For like Koma ki Rabbi, if Rabbi would also hold that Shaloyla Oichlov is not Ma'akiv, that doesn't pass through the Kolben, so you can have a Kolben even though it won't be eaten, so why didn't the Gemara say that Rav holds like Rabbi? So like we said before, that the Rebbe is not chaylik on the Tanakame, he's just coming to be meforish the makir that the psul is b'shas shchite. La'oich lov minolon, oy mari, da'areilim utmeim, kulo nafki mehaikro. That what shochtoi, la'areilim utmeim, so the psul is, it's shaloi la'oich lov. The kulo nafki maikro, the ish lefi ochloi. The given the loy motsu ochlulei, since they're not permitted to eat it, chshivi kulo shaloi loichlov. So, reile metmeim, you have here the psul of shaloi loichlov. Achei mashme perik beis des vochim, the koma kasovri ziknei dorem, tome mishaleich kolbenoisa perish pesach. The Ziknei Dorim hold that a Tomei can send a Kolben Pesach. Frag the Gemara, Vosan, Yebe Mirsas Nefoshois, Mikan, Sheina Pesach, Nishchat El Olimnuyov, Veiskish Oichlov Limnuyov. So how could you say that a Tomei can send a korban pesach just like minuyim amakiv, tachshir akorban, so oich lema also makiv. So what's the Gemara's kash? Oich lema means if they're unable to eat. The Zikne Doma speaking about tome. Mash me behed ye de tome nafkelon me ishlofi ochloim. That we learn out the psul korban if shochtei litmeim is because he's not permitted to eat it. So that's also it's felt in the halacha of lefi ochloi. Ve'iskeish oichlov limenuyav. And then the Gemara says, so just like by menuyav, we have a posik that it is ma'akiv, shachtai shaloi limenuyav, it is posel, so hu adin, shachtai shaloi loichlov is also posel. Taimo l'ri. So l'ri asks Akashe. Im kein ma menuyav posli bedalad avoidis. Just like a menuyav pasl in the dalad avoidis, the hainu shini bailem, af oichlov yivsalu bedalad avoidis. That is kasha number one. And kasha number two, bishar kabonis nami yivsalu bimenuyav. This is a very, very difficult taisvis. It seems that the ri had a meiradike kasha taima l'ri. Let us try to figure out one kasha at a time. Ma menuyav posli bedalad avoides. Where did taisvis see that there's a psul of dalad avoides by menuyav? The posik is tachaisu. That one is not permitted to shecht shaloylam nuyav. And Taisvis proves it. The Hainu Shini Bailim. Now Shini Bailim, we had before in Rashi, Shini Bailim only passels by Zrike, or it will also passel by Shochtei Amenas Lizreik Shalei L'Shem Bailim, or the Kibel Amenas Lizreik Shalei L'Shem Bailim, Hoylech Amenas Lizreik Shalei L'Shem Bailim. But that is not Talad Avoides. So, what is Pshat and Taisvis Kasha that Oichlam should passel bedalad avoides? Because, Menuyev passels bedalad avoides. Then the second Kasha is very unclear. Bishar Kabonis name Yivsulu bimnuyev. There's a machlekes the Marshal and the Marsha Pshat and Taisvis, but before we see the Marsha, there's a very unclear Rashi, which we had learned yesterday. And the Sfasema speaks about this Rashi. Rashi also seems to speak about this Rashi. Rashi explained before that the Gemara had said that the Psul of Shini Bailim is gringer than the Psul of Shini Kodesh. Shini Kodesh is by all Dalad Avodis. And Shini Bailim is not by Dalad Avoides. So Rashi had said, Abo Shini Bailim, it's Leshar Shini Bailim Ela Bezrike. Shein Loi Bekolben Ela Kaporose VeKapore Lesa Ela Bezrike. The Psul of Shini Bailim is only by Zrike, and then Rashi says also that the Din Shar Avoides, that parcel by Shini Bailim is Shochat Almanas Lizrek Shalei L'Shein Bolo. But Rashi said, by all korbonis, the psul of Shini Bailim is by Zrike or Shochat Amanas Lizrik. Then Rashi, in the middle of that Rashi says, Umiyu Vadai Pesach Sheikroi Lebailov Leochel Bo. A Pesach that Iker is not Lekapora, the Iker is Leochel. Shochtoi Sheloi Leshem Bailov Laachiloi Lemnuyem Acherem. Ushachtai shaloi l'shem bailov l'achila l'mnuim achem ishechtet shaloi l'shem bailov l'achila l'mnuim acherem posel. That is posel. There, shachtai alone, shachtai shaloi l'shem bailov is also posel. So Rashi seems to be saying some sort of a hemshach. That even though by all korbonis, the halacha shaloi l'shem bailim is only by zrike, ומיהו ועדי פסח שיקרי לביילום ליוכל בו, ישוחתי שלו לשם ביילום לאכיל אמנים אחרים פוסל. So the Rehitas Loshen of Rashi would seem that by Pesach it was Nisrabe, not only Zrike, Shaloi L'Shem Bailam, which is possible, but Shochte also, Shaloi L'Shem Bailam, is also possible. That's the Hemshech. So it would seem from Rashi that Shaloi L'Shem Nuyov is the Psul of Shaloi L'Shem Bailam, but by Pesach, the psul of Shalolim Nuyov is not only by Zrike, it's by Shchita also. That's the Rehitas Loshen of Rashi. Now let us see the Marsha. The Marsha is in the Dafya Marsha, it's Taf Yud Aleph or Mit Aleph. It is 5 lines from the bottom, the Marsha Dibra Maschel and Daf Samachala for Iskish, but we'll start 5 lines from the bottom. The Nire Sheheim Yesk from the Marshal said a little different shot in Taisis. The Nire Sheheim Hevinu Lechoire Mipeirish Rashi. The Shaloilim Nuyov Hainu Shini Bailim. The Psul of Shaloilim Nuyov by Pesach, that Shini Bailim. Ubechishev ala Shchita Lechude Koma B'masnisim Posul Shaloilim Nuyov. So our Mishnah says that if a person was Mechashev ala Shchita Shini Bailim, not Amunas Lizrik, no, Shine Bailam Bishash Shrite, that's the Psul of Shalaylam Nuyov. The Chain Bechoshev Al Azrike Apostle, Dika Shine Bailam Bezrike, Keperish Rashi. So, we have already by Kolben Pesach, that by two Avoides, there's a Psul of Shine Bailam. Sai by Zrike, and Sai by Shrite. Umino, so if we see that the psul of Shini Bailam by a Kolben Pesach is not only by Zrike, which is the Kapore, it's by another Avoido also, it's by Shchita also, the Hu Adin Bishar Beis Avoides, the Haine Be'ilocha Oy Be'kabola L'chude the Posel Shalaylam Nuyev, the Haine Shini Bailam. So then Taisvi said, so if we see this, that's how Taisus understood. If we see the Psul Shini Bailam is not Tavke by the Kapore, by the Zrike, and it's by another Avoide, so then Taisus had no mocker to differentiate between Shchita and Hailoch and Kabbalah. So Memela, so Taisus assumed that the Psul of Shini Bailam by Pesach is by all four Avoides. If it's by Shchita, so who had been by Kabbalah and Hailoch. So Mamela, that's step number one. So if that is true, Vahakoshilu, so step number two was, Kivin the Ishkish Lo'eloichlo, Vishalaylam Nuyo. The step number one is, Shalaylam Nuyo is a psul of Shini Bailam. And if Shini Bailam is by Shchita and Zrike, Mistamuladin by Kabbalah and Hailoch. So now we know that Shini Bailam is by all four avoided. So Memele, so Eimed the Yivsul Shalai Loichlam Nami Bechot Dalet Avoides Mamish. Since we have a Hekish Shalai Loichlam Ishlofi Ochle Tachoyser Alasem, we're Makish Shalai Loichlam to Shini Bailam. So Memele, so the Psul of Shalai Loichlam should also be by Dalet Avoides. That is Kasha number one. Va'oi. Kasha number two is the Bishar Kobones besides Pesach Nami Yivsalu Talid Avoidis Mamish, that the Psul of Shini Bailam should be by all Dalid Avoidis, the Hainu Shini Bailam, the Hainu Shalaylam Nuyop, the Einai Chilik Bishini Bailam Bein Pesach Lishar Kobones. אל דבר פסח הוא לעקב, ובשאר קלבונס איני אלו למצווה, כנמרינים בהד יפר כמה דזבוח. ביסו דקום עליו, דווקא למצווה כנמרינים בהד יהוסו. בכול התעמוד עלי קומה בשאר קלבונס שיני ביילם אלו בזריקה כפרש חשב. And the second kasha of Tosfos was that if we see, I mean, this is all based on the assumption that the psul of Shalolim Nuyov is a psul of Shini Bailim, and if we see the psul of Shini Bailim is applicable by the Zrike, by the Shchite, so who then by all the other two avodas? That's kasha number one. And kasha number two is, if we see by Korban Pesach that the Psul Shini Bailim is by all Dalad Avodis, and we know by all Korbanis is a Psul of Shini Bailim, all Korbanis that we know close the Psul of Shini Bailim by the Zrike, and by Pesach we see that the Psul of Shini Bailim is by all Dalad Avodis, so it should be by all Korbanis the Psul of Shini Bailim by all Dalad Avodis. What does that mean? The Shaloi Lishma by other Kabbonis is Le'ol Olashem Chayva. That's the Psul. It's a Psul She'ol Olashem Chayva. So good. So that Psul should be by all Kabbonis. Now let's go back to Tosfos. That's Temelari. Im Kein Ma Menuyav Posli. If the Psul of Menuyav is a Psul of Shini Bailim, is some amele, so then it passes by all dalad avoidis. Is ma menuyev posli be dalad avoidis da hainu shini bailim, because it's a, what, it's a psul of shini bailim. Avoichlov yivsul be dalad avoidis. That's kash number one. Obishal kabonis name yivsul be menuyev, so the marsha says that the psul of dalad avoidis should be by all kabonis, because if we see that there is a psul of shini bailim by them, and by Pesach we see that the psul of Shini Bailim is built dalad avodis, so it is by all kabbonis. V'yeshloima, so Tosfos answers, not like this mashmois of Rashi, that Shaloilim Nuyov, by Shchites HaPesach, is a psadin of Shini Bailim. So the Shaloilim Nuyov ain't ze Shini Bailim, that is not the psul of Shini Bailim. The Shini Bailim loy posel elo bezrike. The psul of Shini Bailim is only bezrike kigoin shoychet oy mekabel umoylech almenas lizreik l'shem acherem oy zeirek l'shem acherem. The psul of Shini Bailim is only mekusher tezrike, as Rashi had explained, because the psul of Shini Bailim is in kaporet. The kapore is b'shas zrike v'chipor olo v'loy al chaveiroi. That the kapor has to be for the bailim and not for someone else. Avol shoichetu mikabol umoylich l'shem acherim. But if the other avoidus will be l'shem acherim kosher, because there's no psul of shini bailim by the other avoidus, mechipor olav nafkelon. That with all of le'al chaveiroi, so dafke the kapor should be all of the kapor is bezrike. Period. That is in the psul of Shini Bailim. V'shaloilim nuyov, that what we have a halacha, that by kolben pesach, the psul of Shaloilim nuyov, hainu shoychet Shaloilim nuyov. Number one, it's only a psul shoychet. It's not in number two, it's a din of Shaloilim nuyov, it's not a Shini Bailim to get in. Loiposel elo bishchite davke kenechsiv tachoysu vedavke bepesach v'loi bishal kobonis. So pshat and Tosfos Teretz is that the whole Tosfos Kasha was under the assumption that this is also a psul shini bailim, and then you build binyonim. So if the psul shini bailim is afilo not by the zrikis or by the shchito, or by the dalad avodis, or by other kobonis. Tosfos says, no, there are two distinct psulim. The psul of Shini Bailim is a psul in kapore, and that says v'chiper olo. And the psul of Shini Bailim is a meyuchad ekedin tachoysu, that b'chsas nefoshis tachoysu, that the shchita should be for the menuyim and not for someone else. Now, to understand a little better what the chilek is, The Tzlach wants to say a beautiful Hagdore. We had heard yesterday in Rashi, the din of Shini Bailim, it says, V'chipa Olov, Olov Oleha Chaveiroi. So Rashi said, Chaveiroi dum yedidei. Ma hu bar kapora af Chaveiroi bar kapora. So therefore Rashi had said, if a person will shecht, or a person will be zoyrik for a goy, that's not Shini Bailim. Because the psul of Shini Bailim is, you're making the kapora for another bar kapora, and he's not the bailam. That's the psul. V'chiper olav olay al chaveri. But if he's a lav bar kapora, I'm not being mechapa for him. He's a lav bar kapora. So there's no din bechlal of shinui bailam by a lav bar kapora. That isn't the din of shinui bailam. Need a bar kapora. So the tzlach upon the din of shechita lemnuya v'shalolim niv, there's nothing to do with kapore. There's nothing with the source of a person. So that'll be enough, kamina. If a person will shech the korban pesach for goyim, what'll be the din? So it'll be possible. That's the psul of shalolim nuyim. There's no shaykhis at all with the din of shini bailim. Shini bailim, you need a bar kapore. Shalolim nuyim has nothing to do with a bar kapore. That's my others want to say that the din of Shaloylam Nuyav would also apply if Bashita Shalom Nuyav, if the Iker is Shaloylam Nuyav. I'm not shechting for them, not for you. I don't need a someone else. Not for you. That's also a psul of Shaloylam Nuyav. Masha ain't kind the psul of Shini Bailam, it's Sikhapshat V'chipa Olav V'loyal Chaveiroi. The whole psul of Shini Bailam is, I'm Zoyrik for someone else. So Taisus is saying there are two distinct dinim. Shalolim Nuyav is a din of Shalolim Nuyav. That means it could be for goyim or could be for no one. But that's a psul of Shechita Shalolim Nuyav. In Shini Bailam is a besondere din, and that the Taritza has to be for this Bar Kapore, which is the Bailam, not another Bar Kapore. Period. So Memela, so the kashas of Taisus automatically fall away. Bim Taima. V'neima hoyel v'goli shaloyla oichlov b'shchite. In fact, the Taisves, since we see that there's a psul of shaloyla oichlov b'shchite, who adin b'shar avoides. So let us say that by the other avoides is also a psul of shaloyla oichlov. Meiche Taisve. K'de'isa b'per kamadis vochem. The Gemara says in Zvochim, Pesach Shaloi Lishmoi, how do you know Pesach Shaloi Lishmoi is Pesach? That means Shini Kodesh, how do you know is Pesach? Mizevach Pesach, Yishashechtet Lishem Pesach. Frek the Gemara, Shar Avoidois Minolo, how do you know that Shini Kodesh is Pesach by the other Avoidois? If you see that there's a psul of Shini Kodesh by Shchite, Huadin, there's a psul of Shini Kodesh by Zrike, by Halacha, by Kabbalah. So there's a psasvara, Hoyel the Goli Goli, you learn out one avoide from the other avoide. So Memele, so according to that line of thought, the psul of Shloi Loichlov should also be by all Dalad Avoides. Since the Teire passed Shchite Shloilam Nuyav, so who adin, Kabbalah, Iloche, Hoyel the Goli Goli. Oimari the Loi Domi. It's not a Tzushtal Tiyana Gemara. Even the Goli Bechola Kabonis. Loi Olu Lebailam Lashem Chayva. Gabi Pesach Ashken Psul Bechad Minayu Elonu Lachalik. That what the Gemara means, Hail the Goli Goli means something else. That means we know by all Kolbonis, let's forget about a Kolbon Pesach. Let's speak about a Oilo, a Shlomim. An Oilo and a Shlomim, so if you make Shchita Shaloi Lishmo, if you make Zrika Shaloi Lishmo, you make Elocha Shaloi Lishmo, it's Le'olo Labailam L'Shem Choyve. That we know. Some of their alimudim on that. So we know le'olu l'bailam l'shem chayv. So now we have a posik that by Kolben Pesach, not only it's le'olu l'bailam l'shem chayv, it is posel. that the psul of Shaloi Lishmo by Pesach, it says by Shchita that it's Ma'akev Afilo B'diyevet. So that's what the Gemara says. After I know that there is a psul of Shaloi Lishmo by all avoidis, that I know it says by Oilan Shlomim, it says it's a psul of Shaloi Lishmo by all avoidis. Now, so now that I know that the psul of Shaloi Lishmo by Pesach is ma'akiv, it's more chomer than all korbanis, so I say oil of a goli. So just like the Torah was megale that the psul of Shaloi Lishmo by shchita is more chomer than all korbanis, it's ma'akiv. So the Gemara says who adin this psul of Shaloi Lishmo by the other gimel avodis will also be chomer and there will be ma'akiv also. That's as far as oil of a goli. But to say bechlal that there is a psul by the other avoidis, since I see by shchita there's a psul, that one is unable to say. Sakta gemara vayta. Shachtoi lemoylim al menas sheyiskapru boy areilam. Now the gemara is clearing a shayla, he shachted lemoylim. Now, if he shechted l'moylem, so that's good. He shechted it l'oichlem. That's good. But he thought, b'shas the shchite, al menas sheyiskaplu boy areilem bezrike. The areilem should be niskaper. That means in this kolbim, let us, before we see Rashi, let's say in this kolbim there were 10 menuyim, 5 moylem and 5 areilem. So he wanted to be fair, so he said like this, I'm shechting the Kolben Pesach only for the 5 moilim. Fine. That's shechtu lo'ichlo. Fine, that's good. Al menas, sheyiskapru b'areilim, b'shas t'shchite, he thought that the zrika will be only for the areilim. That the areilim should have the ritzui for the areilim should have the ritzui from the zrika. Al menas, sheyiskapru b'areilim b'zrika. Now, we don't know of such a psul of areilim by Zrika. We just heard Tachoisu al Aseh. We heard that the whole psul is shchita. The lefi od that ish lefi ochloi Tachoisu. That you have to shecht for oichlim. You can't shecht for areilim. Fine. But here, he shechted for meilim. And he was mechaven that the Zrika should be for areilim. So l'chayre, we don't have such a psul whatsoever. Afal pikein, Rav Chizda Omar Posul, Rabba Omar Kosher. Rav Chizda Omar Posul, Yesh Machsheves Areilim Bezrike. This is a psul Machsheves Areilim Bezrike. Rabba Omar Kosher, Ein Machsheves Areilim Bezrike. There is no such psul. To be zoyrik al menashe yiskapru boy areilim. Now let us see Rashi. Shachtoi lahachiloi lemoylin menuyim. He shachted it that he should be machul for moylin menuyim, which is that shachto loichlim. Avol yiskapru boi bezrikosoi areilim. Oi menuyim, oi sheeinon menuyim. Now Rashi, all of a sudden, lechayr is going into a big blotter. If we're speaking about areilim menuyim, so that's good. So that's a din over here. Is there a psul of areilim bezrike? We don't know from our limited knowledge. We just learned that there's a psul tachaisu an areilim, tachaisu an oichlim. We don't know that there's a psul of zrike an areilim. That's a sugya. But Rashi throws in a vote oy she'enon menuyim. There could be these areilim are not menuyim also. Now, the minute Rashi says this, l'chayr are going in a tremendous blotter. So if you say al menas lizroik la'areilim she'enon menuyim, so that's kshini bailim already. That is the psul of kshini bailim, which is by all kobonis. Lishchayt lishchayt al menas lizroik la'ena menuyim. So that's Shini Bailam, such a Zichabi Apostle. So the Shaila is, how can Rashi say this? How can Rashi say such a thing? But we'll see later on Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph that the we've mentioned before the psul of Shinei Bailam is only an abar kaporo kemoisoi. We learn that Shinei Bailam v'chiper olov v'loy al chaveroi. The kaporo should be from him, from on this bar kaporo, not on Yen, because Yen is not a Bailam. So there's a svara later on Daf Samach Beis that an oral is a lav bar kapora. An oral can't have a korban pesach. So memele, there's no psul of shinui bailim by an oral. Just like we have mentioned before, there's no psul of shinui bailim by a goy. Because he's a lav bar kapora. That means he doesn't have, he's a mufka from the ritzu of a korban. So memele, and there's a svara to say later that an oral is also a mufka from the ritzu of a korban pesach. Because he's allowed by Kolben Pesach. And the whole meat of Shinei Bailam is Vechiper, Olov, Olechavei. The Kapora should be for him and not for someone else. So the someone else has to be a Bar Kapora. So an oral is not a Bar Kapora. So Memele, the Psul of Shinei Bailam is not applicable at all. So the whole Shail is, the whole Machloik is Rav Chizda and Rav is, but is there a Psul Arelem Bezrike? Oh! So Memele, so that's the Machloike. So Rashi says, so Memele, in this psula, it doesn't matter if he's your money, Nisht money, because he's the psula of Shini Bailim is not applicable since he's allowed by Kapore. So Memele, so it doesn't matter if your money, Nisht money. But the Deen is there a psul, a Reilim, Bezrike? So Rabbi said, Ein marsheves areilem bezrike, loy mahan ye livso, v'tayme meforesh lekame. And Rav Chizda says, yesh marsheves areilem bezrike. Oma rabbe minoa minelo. Now rabbe is going to bring a raya from a little difficult beraisa. And rabbe says, from this beraisa we see that there's a psul of Lizraik Amanashi is Kapo Bayarela. The Sanya, we learned in the Baraisa as follows. So the beginning of the Baraisa is, so Rashi says, Mano Aminolo, the Baraisa, Reisha the Baraisa, Vachal Oru, Loyoy Chalboy. So the Baraisa starts off darshaning the Posik, Vachal Oru, Loyoy Chalboy. There's a psul of Vachal Oru, Loyoy Chalboy. Zok the Baraisa, Yochel Yifsel Bnei Chabura Boy Nimoy Klauta Baraisa Shail. What would Aloche be if you have an oral together with Moilim and I'm going to shecht for all of them? Will this oral be Mekalkel or only be Mekalkel? That's the Shail of the Baraisa. Yochel Yifsel Bnei Chabura Boy Nimoy. You have one oral. So I would think that he passes the Bnei Chabura, that mitzvahs all is pasul toichet, v'dinu. And now we could learn out. There's one svara to say, hoil va'ola peiselis. You have to shecht, if you shecht la'arelim, it's pasul, because shloi loichlo. V'tume peiselis, and tume pasul also. If you shecht l'tmeim, so it's also shloi loichlo. Is ma tume la yosaba mitzas tume kechol tume af ola la yosaba mitzas ola kechol ola. So could be, we'll see how the Braisa knew by tume there's no psul mitzas and by ola the Braisa was mesupik. About kaponim, someone mitkame at the Braisa. The Braisa knew that tume there's no psul mitzas. Shochtai la mitzas tmeim, it's good. Shachtai lemitzas areilim is no good. Is a suffix. That's a suffix. What is by mitzas areilim? Do I say mitzas areilim is the same like tumen? And just like by tumen mitzas is kosher. So who adin by mitzas tmeim? Who adin by mitzas areilim? Afola yosu by mitzas ola kechol ola. Oy klach le derech. So maybe there's a fakelt. I learn that from a different psul. Hoyul va'ola peisel, there's a psul olo. Uzman peisel, and there's a psul to eat it chutz l'zmanoi, a psul pigle. If a person is machashe b'shach shchita lo och loy chutz lezmanoi, so it becomes pigo. Is mazman also b'miktz, is man kecholzman, by zman, you don't have to think teet the whole kolm chutz lezmanoi. I can think teet a kizayis of the kolm chutz lezmanoi. So if you think teet a kizayis of the kolm chutz lezmanoi, the whole kolm is possible. So by the psul of zman, you see, even a miktzas passels the whole kolm. Mazman. Also by mitzvahs man kechol's man af ola, also by mitzvahs ola kechol ola. That's the suffix in the Bereise. Are we medame mitzvahs ola to mitzvahs tume? And just like mitzvahs tume, it is kosher. Are we medame mitzvahs ola to mitzvahs man? And if a person is machashev to eat a kizayis chutzlos mani, the whole korban becomes possible. Zut de bereise weiter, nire le mi doime. Let us see which is more doime. So there's a spore to say, donin dovo sheinei noyeg b'chol azvochim. Mi dovo sheinei noyeg b'chol azvochim. This psul of shchite la'arelem, this psul of shchita letmeim, these are halachas miyuchid lekolben pesach. Like this, all other kabbanshe keshecht for reilim and tmeim. They won't need it, so they won't need it. What's the problem? There's no psul of shechting for reilim and tmeim besides kolben pesach. So memeila, so there's a svara to say donim dovor she'enoi noyig b'chol azvachim. So we learn that Ola from Tumet, because these are psulim miyuchadim bekolben pesach. Ba'al yoychiach zman shenoyik b'chol azvochem. Zman is a psul that's noyik b'chol azvochem. Pigal is a psul b'chol azvochem. So you can learn out dvorim halachas miyuchadis from halachas klaliyis. So male, therefore we have to learn out Ola from Tumet. Oy klach le derech zu, or maybe there's a verkehrtes for, donim dovor shloihuto miklolo, mi dovor shloihuto miklolo. That means we learn out the psul olo, which is never mutter, from the psul zman, which is never mutter, bal teichiach tume shehutra miklolo, hutra tume hutra betzibo. If the tzibur is tomei, they bring a korban pesach betume. They eat the korban pesach betume. So you see, the psul tume is killed from the psul ola. The psul tume is hutra betzibur. So memeila, so could be you learn that ola from zman, because man is a psul which is never mutter, and ola is also a psul that's never mutter. So before the Talmud Loimar, so we have here set up the suffix of the Bereise. The Mal is not negated as anything. But we have here the suffix of the Bereise. The Bereise is clearing a shaila. The psul olo. Is it by bafke, by kol olo, that all of them are reilim? Or is that filo by mitzas olo? And the suffix is I learn out from tume. And if I do learn out from Tumis, so be Mitzvahs Ola will be kosher. To learn out from Zman, and Mitzvahs Ola will be possible. Before we go further, let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Yochel Yifsoil Orl. I would think that ein Orl would passel b'nei chabure haboim imoy. If he's together with achanei b'nei chabure, shim nimnu Ola. Moilim ba'ol shemesu achiv machmas mila, and the kolbim, the wemnuyim, moilim, and they orl. V'shochad l'shem kulam, and he shechted for all of them, yochol yivsel. Hoyol v'tume peiselus, im shochtu l'tmeyim, if a person shechts for tmey. The binin, horoi loich loi, kadachsiv ish lafi oich loi, tochoisu tishchitu. So by Tmeyim, if a person shechts for Tmeyim, it is possible, because it's not Lefi Yochle. Latani kama de lesla loshin sulsi baslik si bishachta oisa. I saw kaponim from bishachta. You know that there's a psul lefioch loy that you have to shech for tmeim. That if you shech for tmeim, it's posul. Vol opaisel is my time and ami. The loy lachila beinam. Is ma tumma le yosa ba mixis tumma. Ki gain le tmeim le teirim. Ki teirim ki chol tumma. Ki le nishrat kuloy le tmeim. Le kama poch maishna tumma de pshitle maishna olo de mesafkale. Both of them are psul oichlim. So why, by the psul of tume, he knew that mitzvah oichlim is kosher. By the psul of ola, he didn't know that mitzvah oichlim is kosher. Okay, the Moses will take care of that later. So maybe you learn out from tume, or maybe you learn out from zman. Zman poisul. Shochtoy al menas lechol heimenu kizayis chutz lezmanoy. Nase kuloi pigul. The machshavet ira kizayis chutz lezmani is mefagul the whole kol. Vahainu miktsas zman. This is only a mitzvah. Like chishev elal kizayis himenu. Kedachsiv im hei ochel yei ochel. Vesanyi b'teres koinim b'zvochim. Kaif osnachol ishmoye b'mechashev lechel mizivchei b'yem ashlish yekosu medaba. Sivayochel yei ochel achila b'kizayis. So that's the topic of the Baraisa. Are you medama all at the tume or tizman? Zok the Rashi baita. All of the tume ene nehegis pishal zvochim kepesach. Shekain orol v'tomi mishalchon kol b'nei semdla mi'akvubu achilas bailam. By all kabonas is not makim v'achila. All alay hutra miklolo. Sha'ei. So an oral not allowed to eat all kochim. So that is the suffix. Are you medame ola to tume? Both of them are psulim, which are not noyig b'chol azvohim, hayumedame all at his man, both of them apsulim shloi hutru miklol. Let us go back to the Braise. Talmud loimar zois. So the Braise says, kol ovo lo yoichol boy. So we learn out from zois. Rekt the gemore my zois. What is the limit from zois? If you want to say, we're claiming a shaila, if by Olo is there a psul of kula Olo, or filo, only kula Olo, or filo mixas Olo. So if you say the Zeus is coming to tell us that you need kula Olo, I'm the kol Olo nafke. You don't need the Zeus, that's a touch kol Olo yoichol boy. So kol orol is a gilui that it's only osa if all of them are reilam. Mikol orol nafke elalav ochikton. Talmud loime v'chol orol kula orla poslo. Miktsoso loy poslo. Fakert. They're missing a few words in the Baraisa. And really, the Baraisa started off by clearing a shaila, the psul of orla. Is that a psul? Is the psul a fila mixas ola dafke kol ola? So now we're missing a few words, and the Gemara brings in the few words. Talmud loime v'chol oru, kula ola posl, poslo mixas ola posl. That's how the Beraise is Messiah, that there's only a psul of kula ola, not mixas ola. Finish. So what the Beraise had cleared, the Beraise was poish. Now, we're adding a few more words to the braise. V'chi teime u'adin lezrike. So, Mamela, just like we learned now, al-kaponim ola that passels, but only passels kula ola. Maybe this psul of ola is by zrike also, that a sheikhet al-manas lizrik la'reil mul also be posul. The kula ola mi apostle, the be a psul of kula ola by zrike. The pasuk says, shchita, maybe who had in zrike, tamad loimel zois, בשחיתו דכל עולה מהפוסל, אבל זה כפי לכל עולה נמי לא פוסל. So now, so that's what we have. The Braisa brings the Raya from Zois. So Zois is on a second Shaila, which we have mentioned, Aistis. The first Shaila, if Mitzvahs Ola passes, that we learn out from Bechol Ola Yechol by the Mitzvahs Ola does not pass. And that, we have a second Shaila, does Ola pass by Zrika, does Kuli Ola pass by Zrika? And that the Baraisa says, Vizois. So Vizois is a Miyat, that Ola only passes by Shchita and not by Zrika. Vechiteime, my Kula de Zrika. Why should I say that Zrike is killed and Shchita? The Ein Machsheves Oichlen Bezrike. Period. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Talmud Loim Zois. Kukas HaPesa. See by Parsha. Parsha Sa Kol Oru Lo Yechol Boi. So it says Zois and it says Kol Oru. My Zois. We were clearing a shayla, what's the din of mikzas olo? So how does zois come in now? Heichi mashme mi zois, da'inei poisel b'nei chabur aboim imoi. Where do we see in the zois that one olo doesn't pass all the other b'nei chabur? That was a shayla. Al kochoch, so the zois doesn't make sense. Milsa achite koma. So our koch of the zois is going now on a different drosha, which the Braisa hadn't mentioned. V'ochi koma. So now we have to add a few words to the Braisa to understand the Braisa. We ask the shayle, does mitzvahs ola pasol? T'v'ochi koma talmud loime v'chol orl. We learn that from v'chol orl. Adike kula olis. We learn now from V'chol Orul that you need Kula Olis, period. So now that with the Baraisa Klel, if Mikdash Olis Pasol Tzenit, we learn out from V'chol Orul, V'zois also. Now what I do with the V'zois? Anudin, the Loitaim, who Adin Lezrike, that the Psu of La'arela, applies by Zrika also, the Kula Olas mi apostle bay, im shachtai le moilon, amenas li zrik dom, o la areilem levadom, vito to be zirik to areilem levadom, I would think it would also pass, so, tamaloi mezois, the mashim of avoy da achasu, the apostle, it's a mir. That after by one avoy da zois, rukas ha-pesach, the Mekoyer of Psul of La'arelim is from Shchites. I say Zois Chukas HaPesach. This Chuk is only applies by Shchites, not by another Avodah. V'chiteimo mai kulo dezrike. Now the Baraisa says that the teimo hai zois ashrite koi lamuta zrike. Where do we see that zrike is killed from shrite and therefore we use the vizois to be memayit zrike? Hainu kulo dezrike rabu marshebes oich lameitzel zrike. Because we don't find that there should be a psul of Moshevus Oich Lameitzel Zrika. The Shchita Goli Borachmone. So Memele, so if, without any limudim, without the Zois, I know that the psul Oich Lame is by Shchita. And now I have a Zois, so Moshevus, that's from the Zois. The Zois is coming to tell us that the psul is only by Shchita. Shchita galabach manilka, mistava the zois, the psul kula alas, a shchita koi, vlava zrike, the zois mash me miyuta. So memele, the way Rav Chisde learned pshat in the Bereis, this is upkelem, pshat in the Bereis, so we're adding a few lines to the Bereis, so we see klo, that the Bereis holds, that Rabam said, Rab is learning pshat in the Bereis, see the Bereis holds, shochat amnas lizrek, la arelem, it is kosher. That's the miyat of his eyes, that the whole psul of areilim is only by shchita and not by zrika. Period. the Rav Chisda. Ay, what did Rav Chisda do with this Baraisa? We see the Baraisa klepsach sich nicht. I mean, we started off with mitzvah sareilam, and we ended up with a bezois. You have to put in extra words over here. So, Rav Chisda, ad rabbe leidach gise. Fakert, 100% right. You have to put in words. But the words I'll put in, you'll see punkt fakert. I'll also put in words, but you'll see then the loch is punkt fakert. Talmud loimel. Let's go at the first shayla. The first shayla of the Baraisa was, does mitzvah all the pasul, Talmud loimel bechol orul, Kulay ala pasla miktasa lay pasla. That is the drasha. That is the first drasha that we agree that v'chol orul is a miut that miktas ala does not pasul. Avozrike. So that when do we have such a halacha? That mitzvahs ola doesn't pasul, that's by shchite. Avos rika filo mitzvahs anami poslo. Pungfakel. The vizois is coming to tell us, to tell us that only by shchite mitzvahs ola is kosher. But by zrika filo mitzvahs ola is also pasul. So fakel, this, but I agree with you, the first rushes from the whole ola. Chol orol ayoichol by the tafke kol orol is possible mitzvahs orol is kosher, but the mezois is a miyud. Not to tell me by zrike, yet tell you by zrike not. Tafke zrike not. What's a zrike not? By zrike, afilo mitzvahs orol is possible. Yeah. Vechitaim hu adin lezrike dadike kula orol loy poslo tamad loyma zois. That's the miyud. Shchita hu de miktosa loy posla. Shchita is miktosa loy posla. Avul zrika filo miktosa posla. Punkt verkehrt. Now what the Bezais is coming to tell us that you shouldn't say that zrika is the same. No, zrika is more chomer than a filo miktosa olo posla. Vechiteime umay chumre de zrika. Where do we find in another place that zrike is more chomer than shchite? By shchite, the mitzvahs all is kosher, and by zrike, the mitzvahs all is possible. So the Gemara says, "Le mikve pigul ela bezrike," that it becomes a pigul boru only by the zrike. It doesn't become pigul. It's not 100% sure it's pigul till the zrike. Let us see Rashi. Rav Chisda d'Amalel Yesh Machshev Sareilam Bezrike. He says that is a psul Areilam Bezrike. Amalach Aizois Lav Lekulika Bezrike. Take everything. I agree with you. The whole old comes to tell us that Mitzvah Ola doesn't pasul. But what the Zeis comes to tell us, not the Zeis comes to tell us that there's no psul of all by Zrike, no punkt verkehrt. Lav le kula gabi zriku, elo lach muri ele osi, bochi kam zoi, so de mitzvahs olo loy posla bo. Avo zrike, afilo mitzoso posla, afilo mitzvahs pasla zoso. Vechi teimre, mai chumre de zrike mi shrite, where do we see a chumre? Av shrite over zrike, de mitmes kula, de mitzvahs olo loy posla, a shrite. By shchita mitzvahs ola doesn't pasul. That's the v'chol ola. Mitzvahs ola doesn't pasul. Avos zrika vel mitzvahs pasul. Where do you see that zrika is more chomer than shchita? I know chumra dilo. By pigul, you see loy mekayim pigul elo bezrika. The pigul is only. When are we sure that this is pigul only after the zrika? Rashi explains. The person thought by one of the Dawud Avoidis Lechel Chutzlis Mani, it's Pigul. The Chayov in all of Kores, the Lachem Yemenu Teichs Mani. Affiliated Teichs Mani, the call becomes called the Pigul. Kedosiva Nefesh Echelos Mimen Avoidna Tiso. Ubilvad Shayasu Kolavidish Shalacher, but when does it have a shame pigul if all the other Avoides were done afterwards Shalai Bipsu Acher? that all the other avoidis were done without any other psuk. For example, Ela oy b'shtike, he didn't say anything, oy b'kashres, amanas teich zmanoi, that it should be eaten teich zmanoi, el amanas pigol kamoiso. Or he thought the same achshav, it wasn't machadish anupsu. Aval chishei ba'achas me'avoidoi shalacher psul acher, kegoin chutzlem koime, if it was machashev chutzlem koimoi, by a korban that it was already mefagalot, that means b'shash chita was machashev chutzlem zmanoi. And then, by b'shash kaboli thinks chutzlem koime, yeshuv ein by chorus. So then there's no chorus because it's not a pigle. K'namrinim b'zvochim v'nochas b'eksheini hatzor k'siva b'pigle. It says by pigle ritzoi. Nema lo yeirotze b'pigle. It won't be merutze. V'nema b'kosher miyayim ha'shmini v'holo yeirotze. By a kosher also says hatzor. So we learn out the hatzor that is needed to make a pigle is similar to the atzor that is needed to make it kosher. Is atzor is kosher, kach atzor is pigul, ma atzor is kosher. Ad she yikrevu kol matiru bekashrus. By atzor is kosher, in order for to be kosher, you have to be makabu the matirim. Af atzor is pigul, so the atzor is pigul, the lo yirot se pigul, ad she yikrevu kol matiru, oi be pigul, oi be kashrus, but you cannot add on another psul. Almeloi mikve vadai shel pigul ela bezrike. So when does it become vadai pigul? When do we see that it's chorus on it, that it's pigul? We only will find out bezrike, because before the zrike it's biyodai to be mechashem another psul and it won't become pigul. Shehi soif avoida the choshata koi besofik shema yechashev psul acha bavoida bovi avki yeshem pigul mimenu. So we see achaymer and pigul that al yedei, we see achaymer and pigul that al yedei the zrike, it's nikva that it's pigul. So we see that there's achaymer of zrike over any other avoide, all the other avoides, it's not nikva. I'm shecht amanas lechel chutzlis manoi. So my mail it's not vadai pigul. When does it become vadai pigul? With the zrike, with the zrike bekashrus, then it becomes vadai pigul. So that was the svore, of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said that the miut of Vizois is coming to tell us, that davke by shchita mikzes orlo is kosher, but by zrike afilo mikzes orlo is also possible. Where do we find the chomer of zrike over shchita? By pigul, that the pigul is nikba b'shas zrike.